back in session. We're moving on to item number 6, air pollution control officers for Smith.
Yeah, if this takes an hour and a half, you're not doing your job today.
Yeah, you got 4
our
minutes.
Our job is to be here Tuesday.
Hey, so you guys are worked up. Take it easy now. This is easy. Veteran chair. Congratulations.
Thanks.
The subject is a request for emergency exemption, which allows Eric Olson, our retired Air Pollution Control Specialist 3, to work part-time to maintain air quality monitoring equipment and train his successor in the following areas.
Move to approve.
Second.
That was a great presentation. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Ready?
We are.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Oh, yeah.
Supervisor Howell.
Aye.
Supervisor Harris.
Aye.
Supervisor Kobsev.
Aye.
And Supervisor Okren.
Aye.
Thank you much.
Thank you very much.
And I appreciate Mr. Olson coming back. Letting you come back.
Thank you. I'll mention that to him.
Thank you, sir. Okay, we are going to recess as the Board of Supervisors and convene as the Flood Control and Water Conservation District. And we're looking for public comment. Anybody in the room? Anybody online?
Showing none online.
Okay, moving on to transfer of funds. Assistant County Flood Control Water District, $200,000. You need a vote?
Well, I'd like to know what it's for.
Doesn't say.
Good morning. Good morning, Elizabeth Nielsen, Deputy County Administrator. This item is to establish budget for the contract with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife for the groundwater recharge project in Scott Valley, and this funding will be reimbursed through that grant.
Thank you.
Move to approve. Second.
All righty. Director Valenzuela.
Yes.
Director Help.
Yes.
Director Harris.
Aye.
Director Kobsev.
Aye.
And Director Okren.
Aye.
Thank you.
And minute approval, January 21st, 2025.
I've received no corrections.
Move to approve.
Second.
I'm sorry, I missed that. Supervisor, was it Help?
No, Valenzuela.
And Harris.
And Harris, thank you. All righty. Director Valenzuela.
Yep.
Director Help.
Aye.
Director Harris.
Aye.
Director Kobsev.
Aye.
And Director Okren.
Aye.
Thank you.
And we will adjourn as the Flood Control and Water Conservation District and reconvene as the Board of Supervisors. And we're moving on to item 8A, review status of local emergency related impacts resulting from water climate dam removal declared by Resolution 24-51, adopted March 26, 2024. We're looking to extend or terminate our local emergency. Elizabeth.
Good morning again. Elizabeth Nielsen, Deputy County Administrator. Before you guys consider this item, just as a quick update, quarterly water quality samples were taken in mid-November. The next water quality sampling is scheduled for February. The numbers from November indicate that the heavy metals are relatively the same as the August sampling. Iron and aluminum concentrations went down in most locations, and all heavy metals are below drinking water standards at this time, and the air quality standards continue to be good in the location. With that, I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you. I had that discussion with Director Dean yesterday as well. So as I approached this, I was thinking about a number of things. Going forward, whether or not I was going to recommend approval again or not, but I've thought about it long and hard. A couple things that are still out there hanging besides the water samples. The first to me was there's a great deal of water coming through the system at this point in time, so I don't know that those good numbers are going to maintain themselves once the flood water is received. More importantly, in working with Director Dean yesterday, the well replacements are still not finished. There have been fits and starts up there for the community, and that's still ongoing. So removing this, I think, would remove some pressure on those activities. I'm still waiting for some kind of reciprocation from FEMA on floodplain. Floodplain for my constituents is critically important because it will re-describe how someone's able to use their property along the river. And all throughout this process, there were assurances made that the dam removal proponents were going to somehow come in and correct floodplain issues with residences and with flood abatement structures and those kinds of things. None of that has happened. I don't know that they ever will. The other piece is, I know Grace Bennett is waiting for some work back and forth and approval on the livestock study that she's trying to get in place. And moving at this time, I think, would take some cannon fodder away from her effort as well. So I'm going to make a motion to extend.
I'll second.
No more discussion?
So just to let you know where I'm at. So obviously in November, the water flows were higher. You have a higher rate of dilution. I know aluminum's still high. That's a concern of mine. That's not great for us, not great for fish. You know, learned a lot from Ray about bioaccumulation. That can be harmful, especially with aluminum. You know, I'm wanting to at least go into the summer looking at what temperatures and lower water flows look like. See if those elevations of metals comes back up. I mean, that would make sense. And then especially like right now, we've moved a lot more sediment. The water flows right now are extremely high. You know, how much of that's gonna get pushed down and then settle and then leach out with higher temperatures in the summertime. So I definitely support extension.
Okay.
Call me.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
No.
Yes.
Haupt was a yes. Thank you. Harris?
Aye.
Thank you. Kopseth?
Aye.
Thank you. And Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Moving on to item 9, minute approval for January 21st, 2025.
I have received no corrections on those either.
Second.
I'm sorry, Haupt and Ogren. Thank you.
I go on.
It was you?
No.
Sorry, I don't have them directly behind me. If they were behind me, I knew who was who. Okay, thank you. Kopseth and Ogren, there we go. All righty, Supervisor Valenzuela. Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Supervisor Harris.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseth.
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
Thank you.
And with that, we'll go into close.
We need buzzers with lights up here.
Something.